Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
$42,210 profited over the last 35 days with sports betting. I like to call it sports investing, but for everybody's sake, sports betting. Now, how did I do this? How have I won so much over the last 7 years? What are my strategies? What are the keys that I look for? What are my rules? I'm going to break that down in this episode because it's becoming very doable, especially with all the information online. Everything's online. You don't have to make an algorithm. You don't have to make spreadsheets. You don't need any of that. You just need to know what to look for and how to look for it. And that's where I come into play. I've been doing this for 7 years. I've grown my bankroll to over $1 million. As you can see, if I'm winning $42,000 in 35 days, you have to have a bigger bankroll for that. If you have a $20,000 bankroll, chances are you're not making that type of money consistently, but you're making, let's say, $5,000 to $10,000. So you have to have a bigger bankroll to have these types of plays, but I grew it to this level. Little by little, like you, I started betting $100, $200. Even below that, when I was a kid, I used to bet smaller amounts. But through failing, through learning, and implementing different strategies to my system, I found ways to grow my bankroll consistently with the right strategies. And that's what you need to find. You shouldn't be emotionally betting because you feel like it, betting because LeBron James is playing, betting because Messi's playing. No, you have to bet based on a system. You should have the same process every single day, plays that you follow every day, and that's how you pick plays, and that's how you build consistency, and you let the emotional betting go aside. 42,210, you've seen the tickets, you've seen the weekly counts. They're below. I've posted them here in the YouTube video. So you can see that it's actually doable. If you follow my page, at AF Sports on Instagram, you will see I post all my results. You'll see all my clients in the comment sections. You'll see thousands of testimonials. I'm not bluffing here. It's legit. It's real. I've been doing this for 7 years, and AF Sports is, I'd say, a top three page worldwide, sports betting-wise. So let me break down to you three ways that you can start winning more in this industry. Three rules that will help you start winning long-term consistently. Number one, have rules. Do you have rules in place of what you take or you don't take? Let me give you an example. I don't take heavy favorites at all in the sense of money line. If I have to risk $2,500 to win $1,000, I'm not risking that. I do see a lot of people doing it. It's just not my niche or my strategy. It hasn't worked for me long term. Over the last 7 years, I've been testing enough to know what maximizes my profits based on my strategy. And that's just not it. So what are your rules? Do you have rules? Do you know what you're better at between spread, money line, overs and unders, player props, and so on with all these types of bets nowadays? Or do you not? You probably don't track that. So start tracking, create rules around what you're good at and what works for you. That's very important in any industry. You should have rules in your job. You should have rules with your relationships. You can call it standards if you want. But you have to have rules that you follow every single day, and that takes the guessing out of the game. Now it's logic. Now you're following a process every single time to take certain place. So having rules is critical to start winning long-term in this industry, guys. Very, very, very critical. Number two is having advanced knowledge of the sports. If you don't know what to look for in MLB, for example, beyond the average, the ERA and all that, then you're going to lose long-term. You should have this knowledge prior to going into picking the place. In my inner circle, I tell my guys that each Sunday they should be going over what's going on with teams, with standings, with injuries, what players hot, what players not hot. And I let them know what to look for so they can be prepared each and every day when they're making their plays. The process becomes a lot easier and the guessing comes out of the picture a lot more when you have that knowledge prior to starting picking your plays. So every Sunday and every Monday, that's what I do. I look at every little detail that happened each week. Oh, Guerrero's hot. He's 3 for 3. For example, right now, the Astros are hot. The Astros are a hot team. Yeah, Jordy Alvarez is balling. I think he's gone 7 for 8 over his last 8 plate appearances. So little things like that will help you along the way when you're making plays. You probably shouldn't fade the Astros right now. Little things like that. But you have to know that prior to making the plays. It's not at the moment that you're looking for it. You got to know that prior. That's what pros do. They have to have advanced research knowledge prior to going into looking for the plays. So if you have rules, you have advanced research knowledge, I think you can see how you can start winning in this a little more than you currently are. And number three, I harp on this and I will continue to harp on this because it's the most important thing, is having emotional intelligence, the right mindset, thinking long-term, not short-term. Don't chase. Don't get overconfident. Follow the same units. Bet the same amounts. Grow your bankroll strategically. Don't bet more because you're up or bet less because you're down. Emotional intelligence is everything. How you take a punch determines everything. Are you going to get back up or are you going to stay in the ground crying? That's the type of attitude. You got to get up. You got to learn from your mistakes and don't get punched again. How do you not get punched again? What did you do in the past standing that you got punched and knocked down? I'll give you guys an example. It's not all flowers and rainbows with industry. This past week where I'm recording this right now, we've lost a system play. Now, my system play this season is 47-5. 47-5 right now. Think about that. It's generated me over $100,000. This season, MLB, 47-5. In my rules, I don't bet against hot teams. I don't bet against a full lineup, Dodgers, Astros, Braves, teams like those. Those teams are really tough to beat in baseball, especially when the lineups are full, especially the Astros. This past week, to start off the week, I took the Red Sox on a system play to beat the Astros. And I went against my rules. And I lost. So, in my head, I was a little upset. But I know what I made, what mistake I made, and what I need to correct. And that's the beauty of having a process. I can go back and say, okay, I did it. I broke my rules right here. And that's why my result got here. What do I need to correct? Don't break my rules again. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Sometimes it's a little more advanced. But that's the beauty of having a system and a process in place. Have steps every day of what you do before you make the plays. These are little hidden strategies that not everybody tells you, but are important as hell. If you want to start getting to that level of making thousands of dollars each week or each month or growing your bankroll, start doing these little things that I'm coming out with every week on these YouTube videos. If you want to get more advanced on it, shoot me a message on Instagram. And I'll respond with different options on how you can become better in this industry or how you can join the team. We can talk about that if you're interested in really taking that next level leap. If you want to go from A to Z, having a mentor comes into play. If you want to take it step by step and go a little slower on your pace, then watch videos like these and implement these systems. But I'll tell you one thing. Success comes by jumping steps really fast. And how do you do that? By having mentors, right? By having people that have done it before that you can follow because they already have the experience and they taught you. Other than that, you're going to make the mistakes, which is great to make the mistakes because you learn from them, if you learn from them. But it's going to take you a little bit longer. So that's the difference. If you have the money and you can pay for mentorship and can grow in this industry faster, I highly recommend you do because that's what I've done in every single industry. Now in real estate, I'm in plenty of mentorships because I'm trying to grow more in that industry, I'm trying to grow my presence. But you gotta pay to play in these industries, especially if you're trying to grow at a fast pace. So with that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you're getting a lot of knowledge and value off it. If you did, please share it. That's the way I grow the show. Share it with your friends that are sports betting, that are losing, that need to hear this so they can start winning more. And you guys can start having more fun on the weekends. Because when we're winning, we're having a lot of fun. When we're losing, we all end up a little pissed. With that said too, guys, if you haven't got my free tracker, it's in the link below. Track your bets correctly. It's completely free. You'll download it. And join my free Telegram. I post free plays there, and we're going to continue to win there. I've had a very high win percentage in that channel over the past 7 months, and I will continue to do more and more in it. I do a lot of giveaways there, too. Especially after winning weeks, I like to give back. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you guys next time.